CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and at the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning. It's Sunday, the 3rd of March 2019. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Prepare for Commonwealth contest next weekend. Suggest talks for the RSGB convention in 2019. Ham radio artwork returns to Tate Gallery. The Commonwealth contest, RSGB's longest running contest, takes place for 24 hours over the weekend of the 9th and 10th of March. As mentioned in the propagation report, you should not expect much propagation on the upper HF bands, but some hardy travellers will undoubtedly activate countries that don't appear on the air every day, so make the most of it. Planning has begun for the 2019 RSGB convention, which takes place from Friday the 11th to Sunday the 13th of October at Kent Hill Park Training and Conference Centre, Milton Keynes. The organising committee would like to encourage suggestions for this year's lectures, so please email convention@rsgb.org.uk. In particular, if you are able to suggest a presenter as well as a topic, the RSGB convention is generously sponsored by Martin Lynch & Sons. The artwork 10-minute transmission featuring the Kenwood TS-2000 transceiver and the International Space Station is again on display at the Tate Gallery in London. Made of wire and attached to a TS-2000, this sculpture receives radio signals from the ISS and transmits them into the gallery space. The title of this work, 10-minute transmission, refers to the period of time when the ISS can be contacted as it flies past. Although the ISS orbits the Earth once every 90 minutes, it only passes close enough to the artwork to receive any signals just twice a day. See www.tate.org.uk for more details. Two videos of 2018 RSGB convention lectures are due for release to members this week. Sam Jewell, G4DDK, speaks about the ISINI high-performance 70cm transverter for the constructor, and James Patterson, M1DST, gives an introduction to 3D printing for the amateur radio. Go to the RSGB's website to view these two very interesting talks and many others too. Stations taking part in the St. Patrick Award will be on the air from noon of the 16th of March to noon of the 18th of March. This year a new digital award has been added, covering such modes as FT8, DMR, DSTAR, JT656 and Echolink. To claim it, you must have made 20 contacts with a registered St. Patrick's Day station. For more information, go to St. Patrick Award. I'm sorry, I say that again, stpatrickaward.webs.com. The provisional results for the last IARU Region 1 145 megs contest has been published. In the multi-operator 145 megs section, G8P was placed third, operating from J001QD, and G8T was placed ninth, operating from JO01KJ. The results can be found at www.iaru-rfigure1.org. Cumberland District ARS now have a new local SSTV repeater classed as a regenerative node. It will relay or repeat a received image. MB7TR is situated in Cumbran and maintained by Peter, MW0RPB. It operates on 144.5 MHz using FM and outputs in the Martin 1 SSTV mode. To get it to repeat your transmitted image, which incidentally can be transmitted in any SSTV mode, on 144.5 MHz in FM, you transmit your CW ident, then a 1750 Hz tone burst for around 1 to 2 seconds, and then key off. Finally, you listen and wait for MB70R to reply with its CW ident, and this signifies it's ready so that you can transmit your SSTV image. Those using the repeater wish to thank Peter for all his work on this. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 3rd of March, the Exeter Radio and Electronics Rally takes place at America Hall, De La Rue Way, Pinhoe in Exeter, EX48PW, doors open 10:30, with disabled customers gaining access at 10:15. Admission is £2, under 16 is free. There will be trade stands, bring and buy, and catering will be available on site. Details from Pete, G3ZVI, 07714198374. Next Sunday, the 10th of March, the Grantham ARC Radio Electronics Rally takes place at Grantham West Community Centre, Trent Road, Grantham in Links, NG317XW. Doors are open from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and admittance is £3. There'll be trade stands, RSGB bookstall, special interest groups, catering available on site. Contact Kevin Burton, G6SSN, 07793142483. To get your event into Radcom, on to GB2RS and on the RSGB website, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk, and we need to know about 4 months in advance for Radcom entries. Now, the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources. Don, G3XTT, will be active as C56DF from the Gambia from the 5th to the 12th of March. Main activity will be during the RSGB Commonwealth Contest on the 9th and 10th, but he hopes to do some operating also before and after the contest. This will be CW only, low power, with wires from a rooftop apartment. It's unlikely there'll be space for 80 or 160 meter antennas. QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs, OQRS, or direct to his home call. Ali, EP3CQ, will be on the air as 6 Oscar 100 from, I think that's supposed to be 6 Oscar 1 Oscar Oscar from Somalia until the 24th of March. Usually he operates FT8 on the 20 meter band. His activity is limited to his spare time. QSL with details on qrz.com. Dom, M1KTA, will be active as Charlie6AKT from Eleuther Island, IOTA reference NA001 in the Bahamas, between the 8th and the 16th of March. He'll be operating CW on 8040, 20, 15 and 10 meter bands, and he'll participate in the Commonwealth Beru contest. QSL via Club Logs OQRS or via his home call. Dagmar, DM7PQ and Rainer, DL1AUZ, will be active as E51NPQ and E51AUZ from Rarotonga, that's OC013, in the South Cooks between the 9th and the 11th of March. Holiday style, they'll be operating CW only. Look for KG4SC and KG4AS to operate SSB, CW and FT8, and possibly other digital modes from Guantanamo Bay between the 6th and 13th of March, QSL as per instructions on qrz.com. Now the special event news, TC10 GITRAD, or GITRAD, G-I-T-R-A-D, is a special call sign for the Jirasun Radio Amateurs and Nature Sports Association, celebrating their 10th anniversary. It will be active until the end of the year. QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL direct or via the Bureau. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as soon as possible for free publicity on GB2RS in Radcom and online. Remember that UK stations with special event stations call signs must be open to the public, so our free publicity can help make your efforts more widely known. Now for contest news. This weekend, the 144432 Megs contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 3rd, using all modes on both bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The ARRL International DX contest ends its 48-hour run at 2359 UTC today, the 3rd. Using 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and transmit power, American and Canadian stations also give their state or province. Today, the 3rd, the UK Microwave Group's low-band contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC, using all modes 1.3 to 3.4 gigs bands, the exchange's signal reports serial number and locator, and on Monday, the 80-metre club championship runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC. This is the data leg in the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC using FM only. It runs concurrently with the machine-generated mode activity contest, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. These are immediately followed by the all-mode 144 megs UK activity contest from 2000 to 2230. The exchange for this one is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the UK EI contest club event will be on the 80-metre band between 2000 and 2100 UTC. The exchange is your four-character locator. Next weekend, the RSGB Commonwealth contest runs from 1000 UTC on the 9th to 1000 UTC on the 10th. It's CW only, 3.5 to 28 megs bands, with the exchange signal report and serial number. HQ stations also send HQ. On Sunday the 10th, the second 70 MHz cumulative contest runs from 1000 to 1200 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Worked All Britain 3.5 megs contest takes place next Sunday, the 10th of March, 1800 to 2200 UTC. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 31st. The exchange will be the RS plus serial number plus WAB square. Details, worktallbritain.org.uk. Now for the propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO, the settled sun came to an abrupt end on Thursday when the KP index rose to 5 as a result of an elongated coronal hole on its surface. This sparked high-latitude auroras. It brought to an end a period of settled conditions, with the Chilton ionosonde showing MUF struggling to reach much above 14 megs on Thursday morning. Before this, there was DX to be had, though. If you stuck at it, Chris, G0DWV, reports working T31EU, Central Kiribati, on 40 metres CW at 1750 UTC. Another DX station that was sought after was FH/UA4WMHX on Mayotte off the coast of Madagascar, which was worked on many HF bands by Mike, G4DYC, during the week. Both Hawaii and Peru were worked on 40 metres in the morning by Andy, M0NKR. Next weekend is the Commonwealth contest, with lots of stations on, so make the most of it, but don't expect much above 14 megs. NOAA has solar conditions settled until Friday the 8th of March, when it expects the KP index to rise to 4 or more due to coronal holes. This should be relatively short-lived, as it should die down again shortly afterwards. The solar flux level index, is pegged solidly at 71, so no surprises there. As we head into March, expect conditions to improve slightly with better DX, although the lower bands may suffer with more daylight. This is a great time for north-south paths to the UK, such as South Africa and UK to South America. Now the VHF and up propagation. We've now seen the end of the extended tropo weather we've been enjoying, and we're now in very unsettled Atlantic weather patterns. Weather systems moving towards the British Isles will bring stronger winds with periods of rain or showers. It's hard to pinpoint a good weather propagation mode in this pattern, other than some occasional gigahertz bands, rain scatter, from showers or the more active cold fronts that happen to pass by. As usual, there are many good radar displays which can allow you to pick up the most intense echoes. Without tropo to boost activity and still too early for traditional sporadic E, pickings may be thin. However, with such a strong jet stream on the charts, especially across the Atlantic, there's always a remote chance for a brief 28 megs bath, but I wouldn't take a day off work for it. Meteor scatter conditions are still quiet until April, so just random meteors to keep us interested there. The moon is at apogee tomorrow, and last Friday saw minimum declination. This week we'll have a daytime moon and a week of lengthening moon windows and falling losses. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.